brought to you by Penguin.
Feminar, a new history of the Middle Ages through the women written out of it. Written and read by Yanina Ramirez. To the women lost to time, those that look for them and those who told me about them. I am the fiery life of divine substance. I blaze above the beauty of the fields. I shine in the waters. I burn in the sun, moon, and stars. Hildegard of Bingen. Preface. This book comes with no apology. I am not here to convince you that it's high time we put women back at the centre of history. Many have done this before me. I'm also not here to draw a dividing line between male and female, to stress the importance of each in opposition to the other. Instead, I want to show you that there are so many more ways to approach history now. Far from being unrecoverable, developments in archaeology, advancements in technology, and an openness to new angles have made medieval women ripe for rediscovery. I'm not rewriting history. I'm using the same facts, figures, events, and evidence as we've always had access to, combined with recent advances and discoveries. The difference is that I'm shifting the focus. The frame is now on female rather than male characters. Both perform in the narratives, and we can only truly understand one in relation to the other. This book is about individuals, rich in their complexity and fascinating in their variety. It is also about societies, groups of individuals working together and against one another, alongside a backdrop of shifting politics, economics, beliefs, and power. Approaching the past through women's lives and stories offers a unique prism through which to find new and overlooked perspectives. Women have always made up roughly half the global population. Why then should they not inform the way we perceive the past? We know so much about the rich and powerful few, but what about the poor and impoverished many? The very old and the very young are often ignored too. Disabilities are not a modern phenomenon, and neither are issues surrounding sexuality and gender. Yet we read so little about these areas in history books. Great progress has been made to understand the historical aspects of race and immigration recently, but there is still a long way to go. The medieval world was fluid, cosmopolitan, mobile, and outward-looking. Every major city would have been full of individuals of different skin colours, ages, backgrounds, religions, and heritage. Let's put them back into the history books too. There are so many overlooked periods, groups, and individuals that can enrich our relationship with the past, and it is in this spirit that I offer up this work. It's the start of a conversation, and I encourage every one of you listening to join in. There are numerous unexplored avenues and tantalizing roads less trodden. History is organic, and the way we engage with it grows and changes. But how individuals have written history reflects the time in which they write as much as the time they are writing about. Repackaging the past can influence the present. In times of colonial expansion, when support for the slave trade was required, the historian fed readers tales of explorers and conquerors. When soldiers were needed, ready to die for king and country, the historian gave them heroes and warriors. When society favoured male dominance and female subservience, the historian provided male-orientated history. What about writing history now, at a time when so many are striving for greater equality? Can looking backwards impact how we look forwards? Finding empowered women with agency from the medieval period is my way of shifting gear, providing new narratives for readers today. I know it carries bias, as all history is, by its very nature subjective, no matter how objective we try to be. But through these remarkable women, I hope to show how we can effectively scrutinize historical evidence.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?